Hey everybody, welcome to our show tonight. We've got two shows from Reggie from Boston. We're going to have him do some of the show, and then we've got a show from Mr. Reese, a little excerpt from him, and then we'll continue on with Dabush 7's presentation, probably looking at about 4 hours, maybe almost 5 hours of programming. So stay tuned. Episode 28 is coming up your way next. It's featuring on all broadcasting platforms along with XM Radio. And thank you for listening. And you can find us wherever you find your favorite podcast, at Top Headlines National and International News Podcast. Here's hour number one starting now. Let's get right to it, folks. You know, let's just talk a little bit today. You know, I like to talk. You know, that's why I'm in radio. All right. We started this channel back on 2020 of December. 26th, I believe, is when I started. When I was visiting with my mom and dad, is actually when I started, or stepdad, when I went to go see his homestead in Georgia. Yeah, I, did it that way. And then this is why we have four seasons, because this is the fourth year that I've been doing this gig, as they say, in the business. And we have probably almost close to 6,000 episodes, so you figure that's a lot of hours, right? Because it is. You know, when you think about it, it is a lot of hours. So without further ado, let's get into our show, because I know you all are kind of wondering what's going on here. I know. And we'll get right to it, okay? I guess. What happened here? Rumble seems to be acting up, but we'll get it going here. Don't worry. If we've got to restart it again, we'll just restart it again. Alrighty then. Okay, so let me get out of here. Let's go into here. And let's look for, here it is. Sometimes you gotta restart things over again, right? Alright, so we're gonna start with the eclipse video from Dabu 7, taken 2 days ago. So we'll listen to it, what he's got to say here. He's got some good stuff here, as always. Here's Reggie from Boston.
It's the 9th of April, 2024. I have been out of radio comms for the last 2 days. So I got a really, really shady hotel room, and I'm uploading the entire eclipse to Jailbreak right now. And it's going to take 7 hours to upload this video, apparently. So that sucks, but whatever. But what I uploaded on Jailbreak is just the eclipse. What I'm going to tell you guys is probably something you won't be surprised about, but you know what I am surprised about is, as far as I know, if I'm wrong, email me, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. Nothing unbelievable happened yesterday, but that's because I haven't found it. Maybe I missed something. Like I said, I've been here, out in the Ozarks, waiting for this eclipse to show up. And this was the sky first thing in the morning yesterday.
Look at all the chemtrails. There's a lot of them
in the path of the sun.
Man,
and it astonishes me, because I was around a bunch of people that were literally getting ready to film the eclipse, and nobody made mention of the unbelievable chemtrailing that was going on the entire day.
I can't believe nobody can see.
I mean,
all
it was pretty obvious.
Sky. It's horrible.
This is the sun almost right before the eclipse, like 25 minutes prior to the eclipse. But here's the weird thing, and I know this is going to sound like a conspiracy, but do you remember the app that I used when I videotaped the moon, especially full moons, etc.?
We had the last couple nights.
So everybody remembers me videotaping the moon in various locations of the United States, like the time this one right here is coming out of the Atlantic Ocean. And the reason I'm able to get, standby, I'm messing this up. The reason I'm able to get the moon before it even comes up over the ocean is because I use a tool or an app that finds the sun, moon, stars, etc., 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 and they're very reliable. If you want to know where the moon is, even if it's not visible yet, it'll show it to you well below the horizon. But it allows you to set your cameras up exactly where the moon's going to come up over the horizon, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. Well, I got to Poplar Bluff, Missouri at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, so I had 4 hours to mess around. And all I'm doing is watching them do this over and over and over again. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way we're going to be able to get anything on video, because by the time this eclipse occurs, it's going to be completely blotted out. But while I'm doing that, I'm thinking to myself, hey, I wonder where the moon is. So I get out my little...
It kind of looks like cataracts up there, the way they got some of the film up there, you know what I mean? All right, Reggie, go on.
And it shows me perfectly. It shows me where the sun is. It shows every planet lined up perfectly. They're all directly in line, running diagonally through the moon. And it also shows the quote-unquote devil comet. And then it shows all sorts of other things. But the one thing that it would not show whatsoever at all was the moon the entire time. So this was it yesterday. I'm looking at it trying to find the moon, because the moon is going to pass in front of the sun in like 20-something minutes. And as you can see Uranus, Jupiter, Venus, Neptune, Mars, Saturn, Mercury, and Eris, whatever Eris is. And then you've got all these other wacky things going on. But there's no moon. There's no moon at all. And I had been doing this all morning, and no place on this app whatsoever at all did the moon show up, which I just find strange. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know how to explain that, because that's what this thing does. It's what I use this app for. I use it specifically and only to find the moon. Everything else you can pretty much just look up and see for yourself. You know what I mean? Like right here, you can look below the horizon and it'll show you allegedly what's coming. Sagittarius, Eagle Nebula, Scutum, whatever that means. Rocket body floating around. Pluto's over here just chilling. It's incredibly accurate, because it's an app and it's dialed into a clock that's in the sky at all times. But do you notice there is no moon? There is no eclipse as of yet whatsoever at all. So we're about to have a solar eclipse, correct? It is 5 minutes of 1 o'clock. I'm in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And the strange thing is, I've been searching the sky for the moon, because the moon's going to pass in front of the sun any minute now, and yet I can't find it. It is not showing up on this at all. It's showing Mercury, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Mars all lined up perfectly, but there's no moon anywhere to be seen. And I know that sounds incredibly insane, but here's the deal. I was using binoculars, a Nikon P950, a couple hours, and an hour, and then after the fact, and I could not see the moon whatsoever at all until it was directly in front of the sun. What does that mean? I don't know, man. I don't know. This entire thing has been insane. I have never seen so many people. When I got to that town of Poplar Bluff, there were NASA signs everywhere. There were school buses, big giant school buses that were fitted with rockets that looked like the space shuttle. You know what I mean? These people are out of their minds. And every place from the West Coast all the way to Missouri, every place on the highway was talking about the eclipse, the eclipse, the eclipse. The eclipse, total, what were they calling it? I forget, you know, experience totality. That's what they were saying. Experience totality. And I found that crazy. But here's some other crazy stuff, too. I got a really bad feeling while I found a spot. First of all, I found a spot and there was hundreds of people. Cameras pointed straight up, not seeing the chemtrails. And I got there early, so no one was near me. But then people started to encroach. So I found a spot where nobody was around.
and it worked out perfect. Now, bear in mind, the entire time I'm there, I don't really have a good cell phone signal. And the spot that I picked to film, I had no cell phone signal. But I kept getting this really bad, uneasy, nauseous feeling. So I turned on the RF meter, and this is what happened. Now, right down here, there's 0.17, 0, and then down here is the RF meter. That's what we care about. According to them, this says right now, it says 29.2. 0.2 is what's considered safe. Anything above that is hazardous to humanity. I'm in an area with no visible cell phone towers and zero cell phone signal. My phone says SOS on it. And this is what occurs. Numbers, and I don't have a cell phone signal. These are some big numbers. No cell phone tower in sight. What a fucking asshole. I don't have a horn, so I should blow it. Wow, look at these numbers. The reason I turned this on is because I could feel it. I'm outside an abandoned building in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Look at these numbers. All right, so that was crazy, right? I felt it. I haven't used my RF meter in quite a while. I haven't been having any quote-unquote episodes. Right there, I did. And there was no cell phone, nothing around, so forth and so on. But let me show you some of the I'll show you the eclipse. Actually, you can watch it on Jailbreak, but it's because it'll be uploaded in 7 hours and 14 minutes. A video that usually takes 20 minutes is going to take 7 hours. That's how great this hotel is. At any rate, look at this. This is a very strange anomaly I caught with one of my cameras. There it is. Oh, that is crazy. Now, bear in mind, I can't see the screen because it's a tiny screen, and I'm pointing the camera directly at the sun while I'm doing this. But look at the structure. Look at the outside. It's just a strange thing. And, I mean, numerous times, it looks like a serpent's eye completely, which I find odd, but it is what it is. I'm yammering about this, that, and the other thing. I pointed back up at the sun again. Now, bear in mind, I've got a camera pointed on this full time. So the one that I'm using is a handheld. That's why I'm bouncing around so much. But that is just a strange thing to look at, isn't it? That's the eclipse right there. I've got even better footage when the moon or whatever is entering and so forth. But watch this. It's worth your time. Because nobody else has this. That's a fact. Watch the moon. The moon. First of all, the sun is very odd shape. The outline of it, I find that queer. I find the little red dot at the very bottom kind of strange.
It's like a light.
I find it appearing to blink kind of odd.
Flickering.
But watch this. Watch it in the middle. It starts to blink exactly like a pupil. I have this camera on manual focus, so it's not autofocus hunting. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what people are going to say. It's autofocus. It's on manual. I couldn't have done this with autofocus. It wouldn't work. Did you just see that?
Yeah, it looks like a plane.
Did you see that?
Yes. Real quick.
I don't know if I see it in the camera while I'm doing this. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But watch the last thing. That's totally normal, right? I mean, that was totally normal. The fact that I've used that star finding app. Oh, there's an Amber Alert. Strange. I've used this star finding app I've probably used this app a couple of dozen times, and I only use this for the moon. And during the eclipse, 4 hours up to the eclipse, an hour after the eclipse, it couldn't show me where the moon was. It showed me every other thing in the sky except for the moon. And I'm not saying it was confusing because the moon was in front of the sun, it was an eclipse and the app couldn't figure it out. I did it 4 hours prior. I couldn't find the moon in the sky with binoculars, a P950, which is basically a telescope, or the star finding app whatsoever at all. And when I do find it, it's crazy.
Strange thing. Apparently we're halfway through the eclipse and the moon still hasn't showed up on the star app at all. It's never happened before. The moon's not showing up during an eclipse. And I couldn't find it in the sky. I've been looking since 8 this morning.
The real sky was there, but...
It is currently quarter of 2. I'm in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. At an abandoned facility of some sort. And I'll tell you what, the RF frequencies are off the hook. Big time.
This is right after the eclipse. I wanted to see if there was any spikes like there were prior to the eclipse, because prior to the eclipse, it was hitting triple digits, as you saw. And I apologize for the camera work. I'm outside. I'm tired. I've been on the road 7.5 months, so I'm tired, man. It gets to you. You know what I mean? But I had to be here for this because all the pomp and circumstance and unusual circumstances involved in all this, if anything of note happened yesterday during the eclipse, I don't know about it. So shoot me an email. Or don't. Your call. But it's just crazy. It was a long day. A long, long day out in the sun, even though they were chemtrailing the stuffing out of it, which I find strange because they want everyone to look up, and then they chemtrail right in front of everyone's faces and nobody notices. But this was a GoPro I set up on the ground just for fun, just to see what it would see. And watch this. I mean, as you can see, they're chemtrailing the living stuffing out of it. It's starting to dim because this building's automatic lights came on. And then, here we go. All of a sudden, you can see how chemtrails magnify the sun's power. You can see it because the sun's larger and the it's only 70 degrees, but the sun is like you're an ant under a magnifying glass. But watch this as the moon rolls in, the moon that you can't see whatsoever at all. I mean, you'd be able to see the moon if it was cruising right in front. And everyone says the moon's going from west to east. Well, maybe the moon is stationary. Maybe it's stationary and the sun's passing it, and that's how this all happened. But still, this is all live, right? It's not live. This is as it happened.
Not the moon.
That's what happened. That's what the GoPro saw.
The Earth is what's moving.
Which is crazy.
That's why.
A little tiny dot in front of the moon. In front of the sun, I'm sorry. And they tell us that the moon and the sun are the exact same size because they're exactly 93 million light years away. Blah, 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 blah. Who knows? Who knows?
Sun's a lot bigger than the moon.
And then it just comes right back on like a light switch. And there she goes. This was point blank the best place to videotape this. For totality, which means this. This was with my good camera, with the good lens on it. and me trying to move it, which I shouldn't have been doing, but I did. Because I don't care. It is what it is. It's a long day. Hold on. It gets good. It gets good. Don't worry. Because I have to focus it manually, and I'm looking at the sun through a lens. There she goes. There she goes. There she goes. And... this is what the best optics you can buy for this type of an event. Because I always videotape the moon. That's my thing. Do you notice anything weird? Anything strange? Anything queer? Peculiar? Unusual? Not normal? Okay, now she settles down. All is well. And then you've got about 4 minutes of this. It was a long eclipse. It was weird. And then there we go. 4 minutes later, she comes out the other side. You want to see the whole thing? It'll be up on Jailbreak in just 6 hours and 49 seconds. 49 minutes, I'm sorry. At any rate. Everybody else talks it. I try to walk it. You see what I'm saying? And if I had to be any place, if everything was going to go horribly wrong, I want it to be in the Ozarks. Because here in Missouri, people still believe in God. People are mostly awake. It's amazing. They don't sound smart, but they are. They are. They're awake, and they can do anything. And if you got to live off the land, the Ozarks is the place to be. At any rate, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Richie from Boston, and I'm out.
All right, now we're going to go to the next story that we have here from Reggie from Boston. This was recorded just yesterday. Let's cue that up and get it going here.
Okay, this is my fourth time trying to do this. I just posted this on my Twitter feed, and it's from the Telegraph. And it says, children must not be rushed to change...
It's entitled, Transgender Isn't Evolutionary. It's just plain evil. Okay, and then he gives his number sign. It's LBGTQ... DILGAF number, and then RFB is Reggie from Boston. Okay, that's his tag there, where you can find him on Twitter if you want to send him up a line or something. But anyway, let's get into this video here, folks.
Young people who believe they are transgender may have mental health problems. Mental health problems, a major review is set to find. A major review is set to find this. Okay. Well, let's look and see what I said 6 years ago about this exact topic and all the proof I showed. Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 15th of October. It's 2018, and you are looking at an article and a video that I put up about 2 years ago. If you recall, National Geographic was honored by making history with a new cover where they put a small child, either a boy or a girl, a male or a female. It's tough to tell, and I don't actually recall. The reason I'm running through this again is I've gotten a lot of questions lately asking about the article links to this. The American College of Pediatricians, Best for Children, notice the little symbol up top, they published an article several years ago, and then they updated it again on August 17th, 2016, where it explained things straight up. Even though this doesn't need an explanation, they explained it straight up and down. I'll leave links in the description. How no one is born with a gender. Everyone is born with a biological sex. Did you see that?
That's crazy.
Do you see that? Everyone is born with a biological sex. Gender. An awareness and sense of oneself as male or female is a sociological and physiological concept, not an objective biological one. And yet, every single solitary day, this is foisted upon your children. And it's relentless. This is from Rebel Circus. 15 gender fluid celebs you need to know. Well, maybe you don't know them, but I'll tell you what. Where do you think this young lady came from?
She came out of the Disney machine. Look at this. Do you remember Hannah Montana? Do you remember this little girl? Well, that's her now. And she's gender fluid. As is this thing, Tilda Swinton, and this person. They need people to accept this. And for the most part, they have.
That's why they're pushing
Walk it. Down a street. Go into a mall. Go into a store. Go out in public and look around. First of all, to finish their experiment or their great work, they have to demasculinize men. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And anyone that isn't a gender-fluid, demasculinized man is targeted, victimized, or labeled. You see what I'm saying? This is the agenda. This is their goal. This is their God. This is who they worship to. Now, if you remember, or maybe you don't, I walked into the Satanic Temple's headquarters and videotaped this actual sculpture straight up. This is it right here in Salem, Massachusetts. And notice, hanging right out the window is the rainbow flag, because that's all part of the agenda. They call this art. I explain in this video, which I'll leave links to in the bottom. If you haven't seen this, I put this up in May of 2017, and it's a walk through the entire building and everything that surrounds it. But I digress. What's important here, it isn't just some asshole with a laptop, meaning me, that thinks this. This is the American Society of Pediatricians that are explaining this stuff. This is bad business. Bad business.
Yes.
It seems like a place like the American College of Pediatricians should carry some weight. This should be being taught in schools right now. And yet it isn't whatsoever at all. They're using propaganda against us. I showed you this right here. The Smith-Mundt Act was repealed. Americans should be in the street burning effigies and raising pitchforks about this. The fact that our government has flipped the Smith-Mundt Act around, they are allowed to use propaganda against their own people. You use propaganda against an enemy, period. That's what propaganda is.
That's right.
And yet they're using it against us, and people don't seem to see the difference. It doesn't, and I don't get it. At any rate, John Hopkins, psychiatrist, this is from 2015, he wrote, transgender is a mental disorder, and a sex change is biologically impossible. These are the experts. These are the words that people should be talking about, not listening to stupid crap like this and this. You see what I'm saying? It's funny how many things have come out of Disney that are used against you. Anybody that's got children have Disney things in their house. If you don't, you're an absolute anomaly, and I doff my proverbial cap to you. But most people, for the most part, have a home full of children. They have a home full of Disney.
Disney crap.
This picture right here is a picture of Werner von Braun, a captured Nazi scientist that was brought home through Operation Paperclip to work for NASA, to help build rockets, to help basically make more death. Here's a picture of him right here with Walt Disney. Disney played an enormous role in propagandizing the United States, in turning people into believing that NASA was something that was real, in turning science fiction into science fact. Disney worked hand in hand with the Germans. Disney works hand in hand with the Freemasons. Disney is detrimental to the safety and health of an American citizen, in my honest opinion. But it doesn't seem to stop anybody, because this stuff just keeps coming forward. Disney produces this. Disney produced all the teen idols that turn into absolute sluts or whores, or in this one, transgenders, and your kids are following them. The fact that National Geographic magazine, this is what National Geographic is and should have been my entire life. Here's a funny one. While looking for a video clip, I stumbled upon this video right here. Adam Looking for Eve, Season 1, Episode 7, where it's just naked people walking around, and YouTube has no issue with that. Now, I guarantee if I showed any of these naked people, they would take my channel down, because that's how they roll. At any rate, this was National Geographic growing up.
This is the kind of stuff that you saw on the cover it, because this is what Nat Geo was about. Things like this. The fact that they decided to go and put a transgender child or a child calling it a transgender on their cover is completely, it's in line with the agenda. These people own absolutely everything. They're pushing it. They're normalizing it. And then they're even going past that. They're normalizing it to the point where if you don't believe that this is normal, you're abnormal, or worse, you could be labeled a terrorist. Who knows? That's just how it rolls these days. Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 18th of September. It's 2019. Why am I wearing a hoodie? Because it's freezing in Boston. It's absolutely, totally freezing. It's early, and I had a lot going on this morning, but I still wanted to do this video real quick to show you this. I'm going to be doing a live stream tonight on RFB2 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the YouTuber called The Big Sib. Okay, my bad. I accidentally ran that video longer than I wanted to. I'm trying to show you something here. The anti-propaganda bill, the Smith-Mundt Act, was something that I droned on about for years and years and years, and I really thought people would, it would matter. I really thought people would think something of it, and they didn't. We were warning about this almost 10 years ago, that they were using atrazine in the water, which is a fact. It's a fact. And it literally changes biological entities from male to female, or female to male, one of the two, which is insane. And the thing about that is, atrazine is on absolutely everything you eat. You can't get around it. They tried to do a study test on it and couldn't find anybody on Earth that didn't already have it in their system because of the food. They spray it all over everything. When I first started traveling about 11, 12 years ago, cross country, overlanding, whatever you want to call it, when you would drive into a farm, it would smell like cow shit and other natural fertilizers. When you go to a farm anywhere now in the United States, it smells like you're in a crystal meth lab. You see what I'm saying? My point being is between genetically modified foods, vaccines, atrazine, whatever it is they're spraying all over us to this very day, they're literally using that with social engineering to change people or make people believe that they can cut off one of their extremities and somehow use plastic surgery to make it into something else, and that somehow changes their gender. There is no such thing as gender. Gender is a made-up word. There is male, there is female, there are sexes. Two sexes, male and female. And for years, people were warning about this, and nobody seemed to care. Well, here it is. In real life, many, many years later, I was dead nuts right on this because all the evidence was out there and now we're living it. Well, it turns out that this is still in the news to this very day. John Hopkins professor issues dire warning against allowing children to change genders. It's comparable to doing a frontal lobotomy. Now,
pretty much.
I don't understand how this is even in question. Do you see what I'm saying? How like any of this is even in question. To take a child, a little kid, and start giving them hormones because the 4 or 5 year old thinks that they are a boy or a girl. And I understand. I get it. I totally get it. The water, the food, everything is filled with BPAs, genetically modified microorganisms, whatever. It's bad. It's really bad. But I mean, the fact that people are being called brave, they're going on television shows, talk shows, so forth and so on, promoting the fact that their child is so brave to become another quote-unquote gender. I showed you back in 2016 that this would become a norm. This would become every day. And it is. Do you see what I'm saying? It's absolutely amazing how all the things that we get made fun of, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, blah, 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 all the time, money, and energy Google and YouTube have gone through to try to bury people like us. And they're doing a great job. My main channel, the one you're on right now, RFB, it's at 341,000 exactly. They've literally brought it to a screeching halt, and most of us aren't even getting any views whatsoever at all. But that's not going to stop us from trying. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's right.
It amazes me
that people still think everything is a conspiracy theory. When somebody on YouTube can talk about this back in 2016 and in 2019, doctors are talking about this. Now, I don't have an enormous amount of faith in the medical institute, big pharma, etc., but I'll tell you what, this doctor right here is completely and totally going against the grain. Paul McHugh. Actually, let me see if that's the same guy that I brought up back in 2016. It is. It is. So, how about that? Back in 2016, I was telling you about this. In 2019, it's finally making the news somewhat, a little bit. Do you see what I mean? No matter where you're finding it, it's still showing up because it's a problem. There is simply male and female.
That's
it. The entire word gender is a made-up, stupid thing that people have grabbed onto and ran with because nobody wants to go against the grain. Everybody wants to be accepted or popular. And it's sad, man. It's sad because this is happening to the kids.
And that is so
talking
rude.
About this like it's a full frontal lobotomy might sound a little bit harsh, but think about this. Once this is done to a child, they spend the rest of their life in and out of doctor's offices. They spend the rest of their life in medical doctor's offices or psychiatric doctor's offices. You see what I'm saying? And when I showed you this article in 2016, this was from the American College of Pediatricians. It seems like they may know something about children. No?
So now in the year 2024, we have YouTubers that are allowed to do whatever they want on YouTube, no problem whatsoever at all, that are transgender, apparently. This used to be a dude, and now it's an ugly dude with a vagina, I guess. I don't know. But the problem I have with this particular person is they get all sorts of love on YouTube and social media, etc., to the point where they can use their clout to take other channels down. They're literally selling human growth stuff. How to change your gender in a bottle to children that's made in bathtubs and saying it on social media with zero repercussions. This person is illegally making some...
That should be illegal. I mean, you think if they're doing something like that, they should have law enforcement there knocking down their door and putting them in jail to be able to poison youth with some growth hormones or some elixir cocktail that they make. And this should be illegal. This shouldn't even be on YouTube. But, you know, that goes to show you the sign of the times that we live in, that they're promoting things like this, giving children really gender and sexual lobotomies. And like I said in the background, you know, once they do that to your child, this procedure cannot be reversed. So they had to go in and out of doctors' offices and get procedures and surgeries and adjustments for the rest of their life. All because of the fact that they wanted to do this. Let's get back to this.
And illegally selling it to minors and illegally telling minors how to do this entire technique and change their quote-unquote gender. That's disgusting, but that's where we live right now. And my channel got taken down. How ironic is that?
Last week, we talked about Keppels, the trans activist who was swatted and raised over $100,000 for a lawsuit, and then seemingly spent the money on vacationing, buying unnecessary streaming gear, and getting addicted to drugs.
So for 8 days straight, I was doing coke and meth.
All while lying to her audience about fleeing the country. After making a video about these legitimately serious accusations, Keppels would go on stream again, completely inebriated. Just look at her eyes.
Whoa.
She looks stoned.
I'm starting to think Trump isn't as good at business. He's not good at business.
Keppels is a big trans youth advocate because she transitioned at just 16 years old. And if Keppels wants to promote that parents should let their kids medically transition while they're underage, then I'm okay with that. It's a conversation. What's crazy is Keppels going behind parents' back to promote black market hormones to minors. Someone would argue, age of consent laws are good for a reason. Under 18 is too young for permanent life-altering medical decisions, such as hormone therapy. Keppels would quote tweet, I am donating thousands of dollars a year to a resource so people affected by hysterical anti-trans laws can access hormone replacement therapy before the age of 18. I do not give a single shit what you think. I am doing nothing wrong, nor will I ever back down. This is a heated topic, even among other trans people.
I don't think it's fair to parents. Not just the kids, but it's also not fair to the parent.
It's not fair to the parents. Since when has being trans and transitioning had anything to do with anyone except for the person who is trans? Children aren't property. They're human beings.
He funded her friend's entire website where that was the point, to get around the barrier that was parents. That's correct. DIY HRT site was and still is the top result on Google. Its purpose was to tell minors how to buy HRT and DIY hormones from people, giving explicit...
Well, see, that's what they do. They treat children like property, like they're commodities, and they can do whatever they want because, oh, that's cool. It's being inclusive, you know. And as long as they do that, then they get loved and protections and certain benefits that maybe the rest of us may not get quite afford. But the reason why they can go on YouTube and do it, because other places, you know, like that, the things that they're doing on there are very disturbing and lewd anyway, is because it's probably the only place or one of the only places where they can actually do that stuff and get away with it. And anyway, here's more from Reggie Boston from his excerpt. Let's go back to it.
Bitcoin. If you're a minor, get a trusted adult to purchase Bitcoin for you. But as Kevles gained more relevancy with her Drop Kiwi Farms campaign, she realized that this was a bad look and just started lying about it on the H3 podcast. The HRT website she funded gives step-by-step instructions on how to make your own hormones, as well as the option to buy other people's homemade hormones. Her acting all sneaky about it makes it seem like she's doing something wrong.
What's the truth? I mean, you do have some kind of community where you're helping young...
Okay, that's my point. This person is still on YouTube to this day, still on Twitter, and still on other websites. It makes its living off the internet. And this person, transgender, changed, got a turned into a transgender when it was 16, okay? I'm not going to call it a she because it's not a she whatsoever at all. My problem with this person is not only is it allowed to flourish on social media, well, literally having every piece of evidence in the world that it's illegally selling hormones to underage children, and making hormones in a bathtub or wherever, not in a factory, not by a pharmaceutical company, which doesn't mean it's any better.
No.
But this person right here, if they were so happy being a transgender, why are they addicted to cocaine and crystal meth?
Yeah,
and admitting it while live streaming and scamming their subscribers out of $100,000 plus for an arrest that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is this person still here? If they're so happy being transgender, why are they addicted to drugs and constantly talking about committing suicide? Every single one of these trans...
Yeah, most of these transgenders either have mental problems. They really do, because studies indicate and show that from John Hawkins and also the Mental Journal of Psychology and Medicine, and even the Sparsky's Journal also gives them indications on that as well. So, you know, they all have a high suicide rate, or they're all doing drugs to escape from all the damage that it's done to their body, both chemically, physically, and sexually, and probably spiritually, I would go on to say too, because it's changed them and got them all messed up and confused inside, as well as on the outside of who they really are, because they're running from reality and replacing it with something else. But anyway, let's continue on.
The internet literally talks about suicide all the time. So what is the point? The point is, they have a mental disorder, okay? No parents of a five-year-old should ever go on national television and say that this child is suddenly needs to become transgender because they figured it out. It's completely ridiculous, but that's literally how far we've come. So I'm just going to leave it at that because this video is getting pretty long and I don't know if I can upload it as it stands now. So there, as they say, is that. I'm out.
All right, that was Reggie from yesterday. Let's go on to this video from Dr. Reese. I'll call him that, from the InfoWars show.
An alleged leaked dossier shows that German intelligence agencies conspired to create a false construct in order to silence Rainer Fulmich, disqualify him from being able to run for public office, and seize control of the Corona Committee and its finances.
It actually shows through a dossier that has just been leaked to me that Mr. Frommisch has been under surveillance for a very long time, and attempts have been made to prevent him from being eligible for election in the Federal Republic of Germany through various constructs. They attempted to enlist individuals from his surroundings, acquire information, and ultimately press charges against him and secure his conviction. It was instigated by one of the organizations, like the Federal Criminal Police Office or something similar, in cooperation with the Public Prosecutor's Office. That was planned. That was already planned through a note that was already in 2021, so it was practically already intended. And also, that in 2021, it has already been said that we have to somehow get rid of it, and almost got rid of him. Also, that he is no longer politically eligible. In the end, this means a high conviction, which excludes the possibility of being elected in the Federal Republic of Germany.
So you can say this is a stage plan that has been in place for a long time?
Yes, but during implementation, it had to be ensured no prosecutor took part. Then you had to adjust it a bit. And then there was this house sale, and it was handled in this manner. And of course, this has the scent of the money being gone now. You've killed two birds with one stone. The money, one has Dr. Frommisch through it, because it's said that the money hasn't been returned, and the Corona Committee, which one probably didn't like so much, as this paper also says, or as one can see in public, also doesn't receive any money. But Templin and others have the money. And Templin is situated in an environment where there are actually individuals who either work for the BKA or with the BND intelligence agency.
I would now suggest that the file can also be read.
So this is just a part of it now. An analysis should be carried out to assess the possibilities of a declaration of incompatibility that purely prohibits holding political offices due to proven anti-democratic tendencies. Then comes the wonderful point, wonderfully in quotation marks, criminal procedural measures. Preparation must be made for the initiation of criminal proceedings based on the evidence collected against Rainer Frommisch. This entails collaborating with prosecutors and preparing charges for established legal violations and offenses. And now comes the probably decisive sentence. If necessary, constructions are to be weighed and suitable third parties are to be recruited. As a note at the end, the activities of Rainer Fermi pose a complex challenge for the security authorities. The man is absolutely harmless, requiring a coordinated and multi-layered response. The implementation of the recommended measures is intended to prevent its political viability and to safeguard the security and democratic values of the Federal Republic of Germany.
While some are claiming the dossier is fake, the evidence already on record overwhelmingly shows that Frommisch was targeted by the German government for his far-reaching voice exposing the crimes of the COVID lockdowns and mandated experimental shots. Corona Committee members Justice Hoffman, Marcel Templin, and Antonia Fischer claimed that Frommisch embezzled 700,000 euros, despite this being an official documented loan for the committee's legal investigation. With the help of the notary, they illegally deposited the proceeds of Fulmick's own real estate sale into the personal account of Marcel Templin, 1.158 million euros. In court, Frommisch has been able to question his accusers and got them to admit they currently have access to this money. In a 2022 video, Justice Hoffman claims that there was nothing personal about the charges against Frommisch. But in court, they admitted that they wanted to put him in jail, and that it would be the most beautiful day of their life. Years ago, a father was accused of raping his four-year-old child. Hospital records and audio recordings of the four-year-old confirmed this. But the father was found not guilty, and German intelligence services covered it up and sealed the file until the year 2060. Marcel Templin worked with Karsten Stahl to try and block the boy's mother from speaking publicly about the case. Marcel Luth, who is running for the European elections along with Karsten Stahl, was also involved in this cover-up. This places Templin, Stahl, and Luth within the circle of German intelligence services, and it is rumored that they may have created the dossier to later discredit the trial, which would make sense, seeing as how Rainer Frommisch has gained the upper hand in the courts. They will be desperate. For more background on this case, see my report, The Illegal Kidnapping and Persecution of Rainer Frommisch. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
There you go. Mr. Dr. Greg Reese. 7. Without further ado, let's get to his show on Wednesday. Good stuff on there. Let's hop right into it. Underground News, World News Live, being re-aired on XM and across all podcasting platforms where you can find us on XM Radio. All right, well, this will continue on with episode 29 after this is finished. And we'll keep going until we finish the podcast.
The Underground.
We're going to do some
you know what time
remixing
is.
Here, okay? Here we go.
Seven. And we're back. Underground World News Live. Here on this April 10th, 2024. What is going on, everybody? Thank you, Spawn Shank, right at the gate. Wild West, the judge. Good to see everybody out there. Thomas Galra, E. Fitz. I want to thank everyone out there that shares the stream. Appreciate it to the fullest. Shout outs to Soul. Shout outs to Hoodie Ross. Meat Puppet. Shout outs to Beard Vet. I want to thank all you guys for sharing the stream. Much love. Appreciate it to the fullest. Got plenty to cover here tonight. Got to give a shout out also to Tooge, whom is with me usually on Monday nights. I didn't go live on Monday. Wanted to make up for it tonight. I did reach out to him earlier. Never did get a response. I seen he just went live. So, if he's still live, when I shut this down, you'll find me over there in his chat. He usually pulls off some long streams. But much love to Tooge. Tacos. Everybody out there. Hope you guys are doing good. Jay from the Ville. Good to see you, my brother. Yeah, I've got some images we're going to go over and share tonight from the eclipse. Got some other things I want to talk about. I wasn't able to get the show in on Monday, so cover some things we missed. We're going to start off here tonight with some breaking news. It's not breaking, but here from today, here this afternoon, we got word of the shooting event that took place in Philadelphia. This was at a Ramadan type event, as they labeled it. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people gathered for the end of Ramadan. But you may hear that, you know, sometimes you shouldn't expect certain things to happen during Ramadan because per their religion, they're not allowed to do certain things. Now, I follow some fighters that won't fight, you know, during Ramadan and things like that. So it's like right as this thing's coming to an end, it's like, boom, this violence busts out. They're saying that a teen was shot by an officer here. Five people have been arrested. And what I get from this, multiple people injured, dozens of shots fired, but no one killed, thankfully, during this event. So there was a bit of confusion surrounding this at first. I think there were cops spread out all over the place. And it was around the 4700 block, Wyalusing Avenue. Again, one of the wounded was shot by a police officer. About 30 gunshots fired off. Looks to be maybe gang-related. A 23-year-old man sustained a gunshot to his stomach. another juvenile arrived at a hospital sustaining a gunshot wound to the hand. Police took into custody three men, one woman, and a 15-year-old who was shot by police. So I don't know the root cause of all this. But they do not believe the suspects were connected to the mostly peaceful celebration that was going down. So the good news out of that, no one killed. And yes, live here on Wednesday, surprise, surprise. I used to go live all the time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It used to be the old schedule. And I was able to get one in tonight. So we're covering some stuff. Got a notice here from the FDA also. A hand sanitizer recall. They're saying that it could cause blindness and it could put you in a coma.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
But yet, that's exactly what they're saying, though. This is coming from administrations that supported all the locking down of the whole world and the mass inoculation of everyone. But the FDA is saying that they're recalling this hand sanitizer and aloe gel across the United States because it contains a highly poisonous substance that can pose a serious risk for consumers. It affects 40 lots of the Aruba Aloe Hand Sanitizer Gel, alcohol 80%, and the Aruba Alcohol Alcolata Gel because they contain substantial amounts of methanol.
Mmm, wow.
Yes. They're saying that it has substantial methanol exposure, and it can lead to a bunch of serious health issues, including death, coma, seizures, blindness, nervous system damage, blurred vision, vomiting, nausea, and other symptoms. So, if you're experiencing anything like that, after using a hand sanitizer, you might want to look into this. You want to give the heads up. And another one here real quick. A consumer report saying that Lunchables should not be allowed on the menu for schools. And they're petitioning the USDA for the removal. That's right. Lunchables.
High levels of lead, isn't it? That's why
it's anything and everything these days. You have no idea what they're putting in these plastic containers. Just exactly what is in the meat.
What is
the meat? I don't know. I think it all needs to be tested.
What is the meat?
That, it's all under the guidelines, per se, of what the government would allow. But, I mean, they'll allow toxic amounts of all types of stuff, as we've seen. So, they start off here talking about the sodium levels. Saying the sodium levels in the store-bought lunch kits are lower in sodium than what they find at the schools. But they go on talking about cadmium being found in this. It's like, hold up. Isn't that like way worse? Also, you're finding lead in high levels.
That's awful.
So the cadmium has been linked to kidney and bone disease and also cancer.
Cancer.
You know, and, you know, cadmium, as well as lead here, they are natural elements. They are going to be found in natural levels, but not at these super high levels.
No, that's not natural.
And really, there's no safe level for lead at all, especially for children. Because lead is a substance that